Okay, so thanks so much for talking with me out on the outskirts of the plenary hemicycle right before President Macron's speech, but there's a lot of other things going on this week as well. For instance, we have this vote on the circular economy tomorrow. Tell me a little bit about what you've been involved in with that, particularly when it comes to plastics.
Well, last week I attended a hearing on plastics, and everybody knows that this is becoming a massive issue. It's something we can't ignore. Our oceans are absolutely full of plastic. We need to start incentivizing fisheries, which I've been vocal about, and we do indeed have a litter scheme for fisheries to actually bring in some of these ghost nets that they get incentivized and they get paid to bring that in. Now, they want to do more than just do that. Obviously, they want to fish, but I think this is a great incentive for them to help clear up our oceans. But I think more than that, it's a responsibility on us as people to be very aware of the amount of plastic that we use, and also on the manufacturers. There's a polluter pay principle here. And the circular economy, which many people aren't really talking about in Ireland and don't really know about it, it's all about the green economy. It's all about being able to recycle and move on and sell on. And manufacturers who create so much plastic, if you go into a shop and you see everything is packed upon packed into other plastics, we need to stop doing that, and we need to be telling manufacturers, stop. You have to pay for that and penalise them for using that amount of plastic. They're ruining our environment. And look, when I see it with my own kids and others in different schools, they're all incredibly aware of it. What kind of a world are we going to be leaving under our watch for future generations if we don't tackle the existing problem and ensure that we have a plastic strategy for the next 20 years? So that's something that I'm very, very keen to be active on, and which I am active on. And tomorrow we're going to have a vote on the circular economy in the plenary.
Are you confident that the Commission's plastic strategy can get us there in the path that they've outlined?
It's a start. It probably doesn't go far enough, but at the very least, we're talking about it and taking action here in the Parliament about it. And you have to start somewhere, and hopefully we will build on that. But it's really up to the people. And I remember years ago when I was growing up, we were talking about plastics then, but nothing has happened. Whereas now I think people are getting far more conscious of it. You know, when you have those cups, those reusable cups that people use in garages and so on, it needs to be far more than that, though. I know, for instance, in Kerry, that in some people are going to a particular shop and taking the plastic off the products and leaving it in the shop. That sends a very clear signal to the shops that people aren't keen on using it. So perhaps there's a need for all of us to be more inventive in how we send a message to manufacturers that, look, there is another way. Let's stop polluting our environment.